Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strobe with your worldwide news update. World Central Kitchen in Lebanon is increasing its efforts to provide food for displaced people in Beirut following months of escalating attacks between Israel and Hezbollah. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Since Israel escalated hostilities a few months ago and invaded southern Lebanon, the organization has stepped up its relief efforts. World Central Kitchen's liaison in Lebanon, Aleen Kabakian, says more help is needed.
So we are trying to feed people everywhere. Today, World Central Kitchen is cooking more than 50,000 hot meals per day, lunch distributed from 18 different kitchens all over Lebanon. And we are trying to give hope with one hot plate.
Many say they feel defeated and had to take matters into their own hands, as the government is not doing enough. The exchange of attacks between Israel and Hezbollah has displaced many people in Lebanon, with some now scattered across the streets of Beirut, in public squares, schools, and parks. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer marks 100 days in office on Saturday with little cause for celebration. Starmer's center-left Labour Party was elected by a landslide on July 4th, sweeping back to power after 14 years. But after weeks of stories about feuding, freebies, and fiscal gloom, polls suggest Starmer's personal approval rating has plummeted. Labour is only slightly more popular than a Conservative Party that was rejected by voters after years of infighting and scandal. Tim Bale, professor of politics at Queen Mary University of London, says you couldn't really have imagined a worse start. But the government argues it has made a strong start on promises to get Britain's sluggish economy growing and restore frayed public services. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to tour hurricane-ravaged Florida on Sunday. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The trip gives him another chance to press Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson to get lawmakers back from recess to approve more funding. Meanwhile, Governor Ron DeSantis says he's gotten strong support from Biden.
He basically said, you guys are doing a great job. We're here for you. If you need something, ask. And so we sent a big request, and we got approved for what we wanted.
Moody's Analytics estimates an economic cost ranging from $50 to $85 billion, but notes while Milton is unlikely to alter Florida's insurance market dramatically, the storm and its aftermath represent another hit to affordable insurance. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump isn't releasing information about his health because he doesn't want the public to see if he's fit to be president. The Democratic presidential nominee spoke hours after her doctor said in a health report made public on Saturday that the 59-year-old Harris is in excellent health and has the physical and mental resiliency to serve as president. Harris advisors hope the release of her medical report helps draw a contrast with the 78-year-old Trump. A Trump spokesperson said Trump has voluntarily released updates from his personal physician and that all have concluded that he is in excellent health. China said on Saturday it will significantly increase government debt issuance as it pushes to revive sputtering economic growth. Reuters correspondent Diane To reports.
At a news conference, Finance Minister Lan Fo An announced a series of measures, including helping local governments tackle their debt problems by issuing bonds. The ministry also said it would replenish state banks' capital, support the property market, and offer subsidies to people with low incomes. But Lan's omission of a dollar figure for the package is set to prolong investors' nervous wait for a clearer policy roadmap. That's not going to come until the next meeting of China's rubber stamp legislature, which approves extra debt issuance.
Reuters correspondent Diane To. Police say Norway is introducing temporary border checks on its frontiers with other Western European nations after the Domestic Security Agency raised the terror threat level. A police statement on Saturday said that the checks will apply until October 22nd. It cited a challenging threat picture in the October 8th announcement by security agency PST that it was increasing Norway's threat level from moderate to high. PST pointed to an increased threat to Jewish and Israeli targets in particular. That wraps up this update, but the world in news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.